Exim Bank JA.
Thank you for joining us on Exim Bank JA. I'm Shelley Ann Henry, Chief Officer for Marketing at the Exim Bank. Today I have in studio Annette Salmon, Principal Marketing Consultant at 2020 Strategies Consulting. Annette will be speaking to us about intervention strategies that can boost small businesses. Annette, we know that 2020 Strategies has a strong focus on developing grassroots businesses in Jamaica. What are some of the growth challenges that small businesses face in today's challenging economy?
There are numerous ones, Shelley Ann, based on what we've seen. A few of the ones I'd want to highlight are, number one, human resource challenges. You know, for small businesses, we really don't have the financial resource that we need to hire the kind of people that our business need to go forward. And unfortunately, because of that, most small businesses don't even have an HR policy in place. That's the biggest mistake. So what we try and help them to do is, from the get-go, once they're hiring anyone, first start off by looking at, you know, the job description. But right. Even more than that, we want them to have the people who are going to be the right fit, who are going to be energized and motivated to get the work done. That's so critical. Because businesses fail, Shelley Ann, because one, they just do not have the right people in place.
Absolutely. From what you have seen in working with small companies, what are some of the key strategies that could be used in assisting some of them to achieve growth and development?
The number one thing that we have been driving is prepare a business plan. We have been working with craft vendors across the island as well, and that has been the number one thing. Prepare a business plan. If you don't have a plan, you have no idea where you're going.
You really need a roadmap to guide what you're doing towards achieving those objectives.
Yes. And what is so gratifying is that a lot of the people that we have worked with, as small steps as they're taking, they are doing some of these very things. Because small businesses, especially the grassroots ones, they don't operate at that level.
Right, they need structure.
Exactly. So if they're going to grow, they actually have to grow with these in place already. So once they start to get more business, it's just a matter of being very rhythmic in what they do. They don't have to stop and go create all of these things, but they have the foundation to grow on.
Absolutely. What are some of the specific programs and interventions that you have successfully used to take some of these small companies to the next level?
What we have done is a lot of training and capacity building, but the ones that we've really targeted is like market access. What we do is hold their hands and take them to the market.
Right.
We help to show them how they can actually do a prospect list. If you're not creating leads, it may sound big, you know, but the big companies do it. So the small ones, they need to follow suit. So you have a list. You create who your customers are, who you're targeting, and then you call them up for a meeting. You call them to introduce your product. So we have actually done that. We've trained a lot of groups into how they can actually build that list. And we've taken them physically, gone with them into the market and introduced the products with them to those people who they're targeting. These people are not marketing people. They're not business people. They have not been trained per se. They know how to make a good product and they do it very well. But the other side, they're not so good at. So that is how we come in helping them to build their capacity in that respect.
But that's very important, particularly for small businesses, because they don't have big marketing box.
No, they don't. And the thing is that once you train them and show them how to do it, because, you know, a lot of persons, they may build a nice plan for a small business person. They say, here, you go do this. But we don't do that. We help them to put it on paper, but we also help them to execute it physically by being by their side. And that's where we get a lot of growth and development with these people.
That's very important. You speak about training and the different workshops that you do. Are there any upcoming workshops or events that small business operators can access to get further guidance and information?
Well, yes, there's one that's coming up in November. Actually, next week is Global Entrepreneurship Week. And next Sunday, which is the 22nd of November, between 2 and 5:30 p.m., we'll be having a small shop, big business forum at Cecil Charton Hall in Mandeville. And what we're pretty much doing is just giving small businesses the strategies and resources they need to plan for next year. And that's another thing that small businesses don't do enough of. We don't plan. So we're giving them all of these tools that we have helped other clients to use to develop their markets that they can infuse in their business if they really, really are serious about growing their business.
Thank you, Annette. That's all the time we have for this program. Remember to check our website for more information at eximbankja.com. Follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn and like us on Facebook. Thank you so much for joining us.
Exim Bank JA is a production of the GIS for Exim Bank Jamaica.
The proceeding was brought to you in time allowed for government broadcasts.